1230 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump says a U.S. Army helicopter was in a bad position in the collision with an American Eagle jet over the Potomac River.
You had a confluence of bad decisions that were made, and you have people that lost their lives.
No survivors, the president said. 64 people on the jetliner, 3 on the helicopter. And Trump blamed Obama and Biden DEI policies for getting in the way of safety.
The FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website.
CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleves following the investigation.
One of the things investigators are going to look to understand is why was the helicopter operating where it was? Was it within the normal flight rules?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Demonstrators were outside of a Milwaukee elementary school yesterday in support of a teacher. About 45 people protested outside Allen Field Elementary in support of Alondra Garcia. She's a teacher suspended for providing immigration resources to families last year. Garcia, who teaches second grade, argues that she simply shared information already accessible on the MPS website. A proposed bill allowing teachers to carry guns on school campuses has been introduced in Madison. The legislation is from Republican lawmakers Scott Allen and Corey Tomczak and supported by the Germantown School Board. It aims to provide local districts with the option to arm staff members for school security. If passed, the bill would overturn current state law prohibiting firearms in school zones, giving individual school boards the authority to make their own decisions. Opponents say the bill diverts attention from universal background checks and mental health resources. The order to stop all federal funding to states may have been officially rescinded, but governors aren't standing down. Melissa Kay has more.
Governor Tony Evers released a statement Wednesday afternoon addressing the Trump administration's continued efforts to withhold Wisconsin's already approved federal funds. While the Trump administration announced they are rescinding the memo issued on Monday, they are continuing to move forward with implementing the policy. Governor Evers stated, quote, "If Wisconsin's federal funding continues to be threatened, delayed, and obstructed, make no mistake, I will continue using every power available to me to fight against those efforts to ensure Wisconsin's kids, families, law enforcement, veterans, seniors, and so many others can continue to access the resources, services, and programs they depend on." The governor urges Washington to abandon this failed policy.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem his teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects.
or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump. Talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Great day to be a Wisconsinite, as it always is, but certainly hearts are heavy on this Thursday for Americans. And as we watch the tragedy that unfolded last night out in Reagan International Airport between Virginia and Maryland there, by now I'm sure several of you have heard, most of you have heard. I know Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air and Angela Lang on their program this morning touched on this and talked about it quite a bit. That there are now 64 people assumed dead on an American Airlines flight and 3 United States soldiers that were killed when an American Airlines flight collided late last night or into the night last night with a U.S. Army helicopter and fell into reportedly waist deep to maybe 5 feet of water on the shores of the Potomac River last night. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And this morning, about an hour and a half ago, President Donald Trump went to the White House press room along with Secretary of Defense, newly minted Pete Hegseth, and newly minted Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, a Wisconsinite, and Vice President J.D. Vance. All were in the press room this morning for a press conference. We listened to it, so you didn't. Didn't have to, I should say. I guess if I just take the partisanship out of it, from a broadcasting and political standpoint, it was extraordinary. 64 Americans, or I should say at least passengers, we don't know, there are reports that some of the folks may have been Russian nationals because, tragically, reports now that several members of the U.S. ice skating, figure skating team and their parents and coaches were on this flight because there had been a skating event in Kansas. These folks were on their way back to Boston, and the connecting flight was at Reagan National in D.C. 64 people there and 3 United States soldiers in a Black Hawk helicopter have lost their lives. And having witnessed, unfortunately, many tragedies in my life and being an observer of politics and media, seen a lot of these types of things, and the normal reaction from the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States is to offer empathy and compassion, be measured in the response. Oftentimes, you'll hear a lot of, look, there are still bodies in the water. We're working first and foremost on the recovery to let families know and to comfort them as best we can in this unthinkable situation. We are working with our U.S. military family,
Apparently, this Black Hawk helicopter was based in Langley, where the CIA is. We're working with their our intelligence family. And you try to show compassion, first and foremost. Reassure the American people that this was an isolated incident, if it was. That we have all the boots on the ground, so to speak, to offer all kinds of assistance. And answers will come, but first and foremost, we're going to take care of our fellow Americans. That's the normal cadence of events. And while there were a couple of sentences of that here and there, Donald Trump chose to make the majority of this morning's press conference about attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, and seemingly attacking our United States military. Trump is, I'd just forgotten the bizarre, because we haven't seen Trump yet in the White House press room since he became president again. Last time we saw him was kind of during COVID. And you remember how just bizarre and how folks at Saturday Night Live could not keep up and write sketches that were more bizarre than what he was actually doing in the real White House. With Fauci, with the woman that had the scarf, you know, whatever her name was, Brex or whatever her name was. And people would just, you know, he'd say these things and people's faces would just be caught on camera, ashen or staring with big eyes, like, I can't believe he said that. And I actually feel, I don't know what the word is even. Dirty is what I was going to say. I'll just say it. I feel dirty for bringing this up because the focus today should be on the families of people who have lost loved ones. But yet I also think it's our responsibility to bring people the facts of what has happened because, again, this goes back, in my opinion, to a lot of people saying, no, if he gets in again, he's going to do great. He's not going to do a lot of these things that he says he will. It's a lot of bravado because the allegation from people like me and others was, hey, if he gets a second term, he won't have those people around him that when he says weird, bizarre stuff, they have the big eyes and like, what did he just say? And try to walk it back. He'll surround himself with yes people who will buy into that. And a lot of folks said, no, that won't happen. Unfortunately, with the tragedy that has unfolded in Washington, D.C., today we saw it with our own eyes and heard it with our own ears. Because nobody on that dais in the White House conference room today, press room, no one had wide eyes. No one thought that was bizarre. In fact, they doubled down. They doubled down. The people that I mentioned, Hegseth, Duffy, Vance, they doubled down. So Trump spent most of the press conference saying that this was the fault, the reason this happened was that both the air traffic controllers, in his opinion, could have been DEI hires with insinuations that they were non-white people or disabled people, threw wheelchair people in there, by the way. And seemingly blamed the Black Hawk helicopter pilot. Now, the president of the United States, I will guarantee you by the time he took the dais, he knew a couple of things. Donald Trump knew who the pilot was. Donald Trump knew who the air traffic controller was. I hope I'm wrong, okay? I'm wrong about a lot of things a lot of times. Unfortunately, my gut tells me that when we get the facts, either the air traffic controller and or the helicopter pilot are going to be something other than white straight dudes. And so we're going to use this, the Trump people, this terrible tragedy to drive more wedges and saying that the reason this happened was that we had either a minority person or a disabled person in these positions, and had it not been for that, this would have never happened. It's hard for me to comprehend the callousness the downright just hatefulness of this. Let's play the first cut before the break here, Zombers, we have time. This is Donald Trump blaming former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, and I've never seen on network television a president of the United States use the word BS, bull blank. He used the whole word. We had to clip it out because we don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. Here's what Trump said about an hour ago.
And I assume maybe this is the reason. The FAA, which is overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg, a real winner. That guy's a real winner. Do you know how badly everything's run since he's run this Department of Transportation? He's a disaster. He was a disaster as a mayor. He ran his city into the ground, and he's a disaster now. He's just got a good line of bull. The Department of Transportation, his government agency charged with regulating civil aviation. Well, he runs it, 45,000 people, and he's run it right into the ground with his diversity.
Again, we had to clip out the actual word. He said the whole word, and you could tell how angry he is. He's angry because Pete Buttigieg actually is a really good communicator. And instead of saying he's well-spoken or he's a great communicator, he relates well, he just calls it BS and he uses the whole word. Lots more to get to, but I know Charles calling in from the road, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Charles, you're on the road. What did you want to add, please?
Todd, I am so frustrated and upset. You know, I was at the car shop getting some work done on my truck. And I saw when he came on and I said, don't listen. Keep listening to the Earl Ingram show, or it could have been Stephanie Miller at the time. Mm. And so a break came and I said, well, let me listen. And surely enough, Stephanie Miller called him and said, I wonder, will he blame Biden? First thing out of his mouth was he blamed Obama, Biden, and then he went into DEI.
Yeah.
And disabled people. And I said, he's the president. You're supposed to be bringing us together. And Todd, I'm upset with, I'm a black man, I'm 53. Mm-hmm. I'm upset with any black person that voted for Trump. I'm upset with any Hispanic person that voted for Trump. I'm upset with white women that voted for Trump. Trump told us who he was, what he was going to do, like Scott Walker did. And people didn't believe it. They either stayed at home or they voted for him thinking that he was going to change things. And he's changing things to take us back to where only straight white men are in charge. No women, no people of color, no disabled people. I couldn't believe it that he made this about himself in talking about people.
Right.
When we're going through a tragedy like this.
Charles, I got about a minute here before the break, but I appreciate you self-identifying because I never make assumptions. I don't know what color anybody else is from when they call in, which is one of the beauties of this show. But I'm really curious, and if you don't want to answer this, fine, but as a black man, as you said, why, in your opinion, do you think that some folks from the black community, Latino community, why do you, from your community, what is it that connected with them that said, we're going to vote for Trump?
Todd, I think a part of it had to do with Donald Trump sending out stimulus checks and signing his name and people not being educated enough to understand that he was not coming out of his own bank account giving you money just because he wanted to do something nicely because you were going through a hard time.
Wow. That's interesting.
Hispanic people, you know, they're saying it's because of abortion.
Right. Yeah, the social issues. Charles, I can't thank you enough. Stay tuned. Back after this.
Real news. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Wherever it may lead. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Talking about the tragedy off the, off the coast of Washington, D.C., but it's in the Potomac River at Reagan National Airport last night, where an American Airlines domestic flight collided with a Black Hawk Army helicopter. 64 people on the flight, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. At this hour, all are thought lost. There are no survivors and no known survivors or believed to be survivors. I appreciate so much Charles calling in, our last caller. And Charles, I apologize, we're up against the clock. We changed, this is insider baseball, but we changed clocks here. It's been more than a little while ago, but sometimes I still have it in my head that we go to 20 seconds past that. And Zomers was giving, as he does so well, saying, geez, time, hurry up. And I thought, no, I got till 20 after, or 20 seconds after. So Charles, that's all to say, I did not mean to cut you off. And if you wanted to call back and finish a thought that you didn't get to, I encourage you to do so. But a great call, and like Charles, well, part of the reason I tuned in is my job. But there was a tinge of hope. I'll be honest with you. There was a tinge of, well, maybe he learned some sort of a lesson here. Maybe he'll actually be presidential. And he wasn't. I shouldn't be surprised. I wasn't surprised. Extraordinarily disappointed. And again, how many times have I said, we're on Thursday's Zomers, how many times have I said this week? We're not always going to report on and follow everything Trump says, but...
Yeah, we've all been saying that for a long time, and...
I think it's important. The reason I'm coming to this story is because it's of national importance, it's a national tragedy, and I do think it matters what the president of the United States does in these situations, because it tells us as Wisconsin voters, and it's illuminating, even though it might be frustrating for some, it's illuminating to hear him in his own words, because I guess anybody can debate anything. It's much more difficult if we just play it rather than what Todd or you or whoever thinks, right? So that's why we're doing this.
I will just say that I agree with you, because if I go more in depth on my opinion, I think I will violate FCC regulations.
Understood. Gonna play some more cuts here, but I want to get quickly to back to the phone lines. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump blaming Buttigieg, former Secretary of Transportation, for last night's event, saying that he was full of quote unquote BS, but he used the whole word. He blamed this on diversity, equity, and inclusion, insinuating that either the air traffic controller and or the soldier, the U.S. Army soldier pilot on the Black Hawk helicopter, was at fault because they were either a ethnic minority or either them or the air traffic controller was a handicapped person. Wisco Paul on the line. Wisco, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I, for one, am not looking forward to 4 more years of this. I don't know how you put a positive spin on anything he said as a Republican, although the Republican Party does not exist anymore. It is gone. It's the mega party. But it's a sad day. My condolences go to everybody that perished in this tragedy. And the president, I don't want to say anymore. It's just, I hope somebody can call in that's conservative and put a positive spin on what he said, but I don't know how you could. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
Appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you for calling, Wisco. Yeah, I mean, I think, well, I don't want to speak for anybody else. Like, I guess I'm similar to what Charles said. Inside of me, as an American, I want our country to do well. I want us to be respected. And in order to do that, the President of the United States has to have some of that, regardless of whether or not I believe in them or voted for them. As odd as it might sound, I want to see Donald Trump succeed on behalf of Americans because then America succeeds. But I don't want to see the Project 2025 agenda enacted. And never before in, I'm 55 years old, you know, I started paying attention to this stuff back in the Watergate era. I've never seen a president of the United States be so callous and politicized so much a national tragedy. We've had members of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, Wisconsin Army National Guard on this program continuously. Veterans. You will not find anyone that has more respect for veterans and our armed forces than me. And to hear the commander-in-chief today, when there are still bodies in the water, to insinuate blame on an active duty American soldier pilot is reprehensible to me. And if you support veterans, if you support our military, how can you support this? It's sick. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. on the phone every morning from 8 until 10. Earl, I'm sorry, I just saw you on the line there. Great interview this morning with Susan Crawford. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Earl, you're on the phone. You're on there, my friend. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Listen, man, I just, for the life of me, I am tired of hearing people say what they expected out of Donald Trump. We knew who Donald Trump. I'm 70 years old. I've watched Donald Trump for the majority of my adult life. I know who he is. We know who he is. I don't know why people say that they expected something different from him. He's commander-in-chief. What is that? This man is as far away from that as anybody has ever been. There's never been a president in my lifetime that came anywhere near being the kind of person that this man is. People voted for him. They knew who he was. They voted for him anyway. So why are they surprised when you get this response from him?
Yeah. Do you, Earl, we just have, let's see here. I don't want to go past. Can you hold over the break, Earl? Because I'm interested in one of the perspectives here, because we had Charles call in, identified himself, happens to be a black man, and he was talking about the community, which you're a part of. I'm interested to get your take on what Charles said. I mean, he said, I asked him, I said, what's your opinion? As one person, obviously, but what was your opinion of why member, because he brought it up, that he was agitated and frustrated with people in the community voting for Trump. And he thought one of the reasons was the stimulus checks that went out. Well, like Earl's opinion on that, yours as well, 855-752-4842. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
market has some anxiety over the potential tariffs that could take effect this weekend. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Thursday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Matt Tranel joins us. He's a dairy analyst for EverEgg. He says all of agriculture is keeping an eye on February 1st as the declared beginning of potential tariffs.
The previous talk was that tariffs were going to go into effect first day of Trump's administration. They've kind of been backpedaled to February 1st. So this weekend, we're either going to learn that we have tariffs with some of our major trading partners, or that might have just been rhetoric, throw it at the wall, see what sticks, and go from there. If we do end up putting on tariffs this weekend, and we'll see if it affects dairy, but you could see some price decreases next week with those tariffs.
Matt Tranel along with us. He's a dairy analyst for EverEgg. You can find them online at EVER.AG. Stick around. We'll take a look at what the midday commodity prices are doing next.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Thursday from Chicago, wheat and dairy markets are seeing some strength, but corn and soybeans are moving in the other direction. Cash corn is down a nickel at $4.92 a bushel. December new crop corn is trading 2 cents lower at $4.64 3/4. Cash soybeans are down 14.5 cents at $10.46 a bushel, and November new crop beans are trading 8.25 cents lower at $10.55 1/4. Cash wheat is up 6.25 cents at $5.68 3/4. July new crop wheat is up 6 cents at $5.94 a bushel. The February Class 3 milk contract is up 19 cents at $20.53 a hundredweight, and the March Class 3 milk contract is up 18 cents at $20.20 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yeah. Pursuing truth. with Wherever If They Lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Not a lot of fun this hour. We will have some fun in hour number two. What's worse, pertaining to cheese. Not going to want to miss that, but in the first hour, much more serious topics at hand. President Donald Trump held his first press conference this morning. Happened to be after a tragedy last night in Washington, D.C., where an American Airlines jet collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. All 64 people on the American Airlines flight and three on the U.S. Army helicopter are believed to be dead. There are no survivors. And Donald Trump held his press conference this morning along with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, Vice President J.D. Vance. And while there was a line or two about compassion, the majority of the press conference, we have several more cuts to play for you. Donald Trump chose to blame the cause on diversity, equity, and inclusion hires, including handicapped folks, and also insinuated that the fault lie in the pilot of the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. I do not know this. I want to make it clear. I don't know what I'm about to say is true. But my gut tells me, because I do know that the president would know who the pilot was of the helicopter, knows who the airline traffic controller was. I hope I'm wrong. But my gut tells me when it comes out, one or both of those people are going to be something other than a white straight male. And so in using this opportunity to divide our country again, instead of offering compassion and leadership at this time, joining me on the phone, have the honor and the pleasure, our friend, our colleague, host of the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10, Earl Ingram Jr. Thanks, Earl, for sticking around again. If people didn't hear it, they should go back and listen to the podcast. You had Susan Crawford, liberal candidate for U.S. Supreme Court Justice, on this morning. Great interview. But, Earl, I appreciate you sticking around. We had Charles, one of our listeners, call in earlier. He identified himself as a black man. Said he was listening to this press, watching this press conference in a car dealership while his car was being worked on this morning, and said that he was filled with a lot of animosity and anger towards people in his community, and partly your community as well. And I asked him, look, as a white dude, I'm asking a black man, why do you think it is? Why your frustration? Why is it that folks were, I'm going to use the word, hoodwinked into voting for this guy, Trump? His opinion in part was, Earl, that these reimbursement checks, whatever, where Trump insisted on having his signature on it. He thinks that people actually thought that was from Trump and that made a difference. I'm just interested, Earl, as someone who's been involved as a community organizer, involved in youth sports. I mean, you have a resume that would Trump, pardon the pun, Trump anybody. You're involved in Milwaukee. You're involved in Racine Kenosha. Why is it, Earl, in your opinion? Because I don't really blame, quote unquote, the voters. I think that people were hoodwinked and misled. What do you think, Earl?
Well, number one, misconception that the handful of young black males, for the most part, generation wise and millennials who voted for Donald Trump, because they were lied to and they were led to believe that he was going to do something for them. They were told that Democrats hadn't done anything for them. And the reason that they struggle economically in a nation that has never been just and fair to people of color, that somehow Donald Trump was going to be something different. Well, guess what? Donald Trump is not going to be anything different. Those of us, Charles is in his 50s. I'm 70. The young men in my community who voted for Donald Trump, many of them are in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And so they struggle economically. And so with Democrats in leadership, they somehow don't understand it doesn't matter who it is, Democrat or Republican. As far as the president is concerned, their plight is not going to be changed by who the president of the United States is. It's much deeper than that. But I do understand why they felt that way. My conversations with those young people is they should listen to their elders who have gone through this generationally.
Yeah.
And I asked them, what made you think Donald Trump was going to do something different for you? But that would, Todd, I would say that's no different than rural Americans who believed that Donald Trump was going to do something for them.
Agreed.
Well, guess what? He didn't do anything for them the first 4 years, and clearly he hasn't said anything. What policy has he talked about addressing, Todd, and since he's been the president now, to address those issues that he talked about in the campaign?
Yeah.
He has not done any of that because he doesn't plan on dealing with any of those things. And the last thing I'll say is it does not surprise me that a man who is so jaded that he can't comprehend, man, how important it is for this nation to come together during these kinds of tragedies.
He does not
have that within him.
You're still right, Earl. Let me end on this because we don't get as many calls as you do, Earl, but this subject has lit up the phone lines. We want to make sure we get to our callers. But I just want to say this. I want to say this before you go. One of the highlights of my year last year was spending the trip that you and I took to Devil's Lake State Park and doing a Juneteenth. You did your show there. I did my show there. We were on each other's shows. I learned a lot. I think people in Southwest Wisconsin learned a lot from having a Juneteenth celebration there. Listening to your show, I learned a lot. And I think that...
So we plan on doing that again.
Well, we should. But I want to get your quick take on this. A leaked memo today by the Defense Intelligence Agency, a memo that says Defense Intelligence Agency will pause all activities and events related to agency special emphasis programs effective immediately and until further notice. And it goes on. And so now we're getting it from one of these orders from Trump. They're no longer going to observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Black History Month, Women's History Month, Holocaust Day Remembrance, Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Pride, Juneteenth, Women's Equality Day, National Hispanic, National Disability Employment Awareness Month, National American Indian Heritage Month. I think that's atrocious, but I want to leave it a positive note, Earl, because when we spend time and break bread and hike Devil's Lake with people that we don't always talk to or are different than us. And by the way, Earl kicked my butt walking in Devil's Lake. At 70, he's better in shape than I am at 55, no lie. But when I don't think we should let the government's failure here divide us. It's up to each one of us, Earl, is it not, to reach out and spend time with people different and listen to one another and learn from one another and realize that together we can win.
Well, I think clearly that's the charge. It hasn't been able to happen thus far in my life. I hope that it will, at least in future generations. But my generation has not gotten it right. Hopefully down the road, others will.
Yeah. Earlier, a great friend, great man, great colleague. We appreciate you every morning, 8 until 10 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for calling, Earl. Have a good day.
All right,
855-752-4842. Let's get to the phone lines. As Matt Flynn likes to say, we will take you in order of the call. First of all, L.A. Tom. L.A., what say you?
Well, first, Todd, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but he blue judges gay. Oh, man, that must be the reason why.
I did not know that, as I say with tongue planted firmly in cheek, but go ahead.
Exactly. So if the plane guy or the pilot wasn't, someone of diversity, I'm sure him saying what he said today in that press conference was enough to make people go, oh, the gay guy.
Right.
Let's blame him.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like first I also want to say I want to wish the greatest president ever happy birthday today in Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Very good.
I'd like to say this new reiteration of the Republican Party, government does not work. We the people government does not work when this Republican Party is in charge. And right. I hope people really, really think about it. They don't like government. They don't want government. In fact, I think they should probably just, you know, kick out all the people in the legislative branch, too, since we're just not going to have that. Why pay those people?
Right. Bureaucrats sometimes get more done than people in actual elected office, right? Anything else quickly, Tom? Yeah, I'm up against the clock. Anything else quick?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, Donald Trump should really just be so ashamed of himself and to be calling himself a leader of a country and not bringing people together. Right. This is so disgusting. I just can't take it. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Tom. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Fred, listening on WMDX in Cottage Grove. Fred, if you can make it quick, please. What say you?
Yeah, quickly. No, I'm disgusted, too. I guess we sort of expected something like this, but from what I've read now is that there's so much traffic there at the airport that the tower did communicate with the helicopter and ask them if they had a visual on a plane coming in.
Correct.
And they said, yes, we do. Other than the fact there's so many airplanes, this one was not observed. It was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused the accident. It was just, I don't know, communication or...
we're humans, right?
To blame it on...
There is a thing called human error.
Biden and everybody else, it's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
You know, let the facts come out first.
Amen.
What's really disgusting me is that the people he had standing next to him, including Duffy, why didn't these people tell him that? Why don't we wait for the investigation before you come out and give a bunch of BS?
You made the point there. You made the point, Fred, that this time around, he's not going to have people around him to tell him no. It is only people who say yes. Great call, Fred. Thank you. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, if you can make it quick, please go ahead.
I can't. I'll try to be succinct. I'm going to be honest. My blood boils when you say hoodwinked the voters. I'm sorry. The common denominator is, or the root cause is, the voters put this guy in office. Now, if you break down the voters who put him in office, I'm sure you can easily disseminate it and show that, especially people who are coming from another country, Southern Latin America, Mexico, really don't know anything about our government and how it operates. They haven't had any training of U.S. civics and anything else. So I can't stress this enough. We have dismantled our educational system so kids are not learning the truth and the facts. They're not taught critical thinking. None of these people, Gary, CJ, have the ability to impart rational thought and analyze it.
I'm going to push back a little bit because I know a lot of people from Central America. I think that people from there actually, in some cases, know civics better than us, particularly those who have been naturalized. They have to learn, you know, about our country more so. I think it's a little bit what Earl said, that it doesn't matter whether you're from an urban area or a rural area. There are people that just chose to believe something that maybe in their gut they didn't even know was particularly true, but there was a lot of hurt. And they felt that for whatever reason, Trump and the MAGA agenda spoke to them more clearly than the Democratic. And, you know, Brian Schatz, the U.S. Senator from Hawaii, Democrat, said this recently. The Democrats have to start talking like normal people. His quote, not mine. And I think that there is some truth to that.
Well, Todd, I'm going to have to disagree. If someone doesn't have the basics of education, understanding, and the grounding, the footworks to have the conversation with, you'll get nowhere. I mean, anybody... I'm only 5 years younger than Earl, and Gary was called into Earl's show this morning, and he demonstrated his ignorance.
Take a time out. On this show, I don't like to make it personal, so please don't call out other people or attack them.
Okay, fine, but let's just face the facts. If you're not educated, if you don't have the core understandings of operations of government, and you can't just differentiate information that's coming at you, someone who's such a blatant liar, who's demonstrated, I mean, he's not even coy about it. It's obvious as hell. And if you still pick that person over someone like Harris, then you lack all the fundamental skills to make.
We're up against the clock here. Appreciate the call, Kurt. We'll come back and address it after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
a new choice. Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zahmer is on the board doing yeoman's work, getting through the calls. The phone lines are lit up. We will take them in order of your call, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Talking about Donald Trump's press conference this morning after the tragedy in Washington, D.C., where 64 people on board an American Airlines flight and 3 people aboard a U.S. Army helicopter, 3 of our American hero soldiers, perished last night in a tragic airline crash. Donald Trump, blaming it this morning without knowing the facts yet, insinuating that it may be a result of diversity, equity, and inclusion hires, including handicapped people, blaming it on Joe Biden and Barack Obama. It was, I've never seen anything like it, instead of bringing people together. I want to address quickly what Kurt said. Love the passion that Kurt brings. Understand the anger. But I still go back to blaming our anger about Trump specifically on voters. Yes, voters voted for who we're going to vote for. I still maintain that a vast majority of people voted for Trump are not quote unquote idiots or bad people or low IQ. I don't. Many of these people are successful business people, right? Or farmers, or whatever. I think it's much more that they were frustrated with their station in life. And for whatever reason, maybe because they only watch Fox News or Hannity or Joe Rogan, that they were kind of co-opted into a line of thinking. And for them, that's their truth. And I also go back to what Brian Schatz, Democratic U.S. Senator of Hawaii, said, that Democrats have to start talking more like normal people. You have to relate more. Because if you're going to say that people who voted for Trump are not intelligent, the same could be said of the left. All the people that were pro-Palestine or are pro-Palestine that had the big campus demonstrations that said, I'm not voting for Harris, she's the lesser of two evils. Do you think that they're also unintelligent? No. I just think that they're listening to left-leaning news sources and made a really uninformed decision, because now Donald Trump is literally looking to Palestine and Gaza for a development for his Trump Tower. So it's how people get information. And that's why we're here, to try to disseminate honest information. 855-752-4842. Gene, up in Eau Claire on the tap. WCFW, Gene, I'm sorry to say this, but if you can keep it short, please. Go ahead.
Can I ever keep it short? I'll try real hard. This is huge. This is, you guys are dealing, and all of us are dealing, with a personality disorder. Somebody that is not functioning normally. And you can go through the diagnostic criteria for narcissistic personality disorder. He hits them all. Has a sense of entitlement, unreasonable expectation, lack of empathy, inability to recognize and experience how other people feel, annoyance and surprise when a friend who is seriously ill cancels a date. He's feelings of rage, shame, you know, if he has any criticism, a grandiose sense of importance, exaggerates his achievements and tells, hey, guys, this is real. The psychologists have been screaming. So we can't stop him, but guess what? The representatives who've been elected in that office that have a Republican after their name, give them a call and say, we want you to do your jobs and put up some boundaries and keep America safe. Because they know what he is, and so do the big money donors that put him in there knowing exactly what he was. So, guys, we all got a lot of work together, and we can work together, but Trump ain't going to change. That's what he is. That's what we've got. But we need people to put boundaries and to do their jobs to protect the American people.
Great call.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Take care.
Appreciate it, Gene. Thank you so much. Yep. Take care of yourself up there. Beautiful Claire, WCFW. 855-752-4842. Quickly to Tom in West Allis, listening on WAUK. Tom, if you can be brief, please go ahead.
Quickly, Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. I really believe that we need to go low, too. We need people on our side to step up there and say, you know, Donald, you're completely wrong about this. How about all those people you had up on stage who are completely unqualified to do their jobs because they have no idea what they're doing? They are the ones who are responsible for this, because if roles were switched, the Republicans would say, oh, the Democrats and all those idiots they hired, they're the ones, even though they've been in office for maybe 3-4 days.
Yep.
That's what needs to happen. We need to have people stand up and call out his BS.
Thanks. We'll appreciate the call, Tom. 855-752-4842. Another Tom listening on WMDX in Madison. Tom in Madison, you're up. If you'd be brief, please go ahead.
Yes, I definitely call Republican representatives and state senators and senators and say, why don't you guys grow a spine? You know, I love the idea of reaching out to Trump voters, but I'm sorry. No, not after January 6th. There has to be some kind of responsibility taken when it comes to things like that, when it comes to Elon Musk Nazi salutes. If you look at the protests all over the world right now, anti-fascist protests all over the world, it's not right here. I mean, we got to reach out, but let's face it, Harris's campaign spoke to regular people. You're talking about Jasmine Crockett, AOC, and Dick Cheney on the same campaign?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we can bend over more than that. I'm sorry.
No, I think there are a lot of people, including Vice President Harris, tried really, really hard. I think as a whole, it's the messaging that goes out. We've talked a little bit about this before, Trigby, but really appreciate the call, Tom. Appreciate the perspective. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, if you can be brief, you got 30 seconds. It's all yours.
He just proves that you're never going to hit bottom with this guy. Another thing, I've never, as bad as the tragedy was, very seldom I ever seen a president address it that soon after. And is it my conspiracy side of this says, too, I'll just run a little interference for Kelsey Gabbard, who's out there yakking away in front of the Senate today. You know, this guy is just pathetic.
I appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so much. Yeah, by the way, there's also Tulsi Gabbard and the Kashmir Patel hearings going on, which, of course, is secondary to the Office of Life. But great point there by Dick. Come on back. Hour 2 is next on Civic Media.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. At least 28 bodies have been recovered after last night's collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport.
Both the helicopter and the plane crashed in the river.
There were 64 people on the plane and 3 on the helicopter. President Trump says there are no survivors. He's blaming air traffic controllers, the helicopter pilot, and diversity programs pushed by Democrats.
I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first. And they put politics at a level that nobody's ever seen, because this was the lowest level.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded to that.
For the President of the United States to throw out idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered and families still being notified, it just turns your stomach.
Reagan National Airport reopened late this morning. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.